So Mishum Peres HaNashom, there should be one Gzeira. Uadenu Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. There's another Gzeira that, let's say you have an orange, and the juice starts to come out by itself on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. It's also to drink the juice. Because we're afraid if you drink the juice, maybe you come to squeeze it out Metchila. That's Nisachita. So Uadenu Beitza maybe has the same, these are two reasons why they ask for a Beitza on Shabbos, that's born on Shabbos. Because if you come to eat the Beitza, it looks like Peiris HaNasham, looks like a Peiri that came off or was attached to before, or it looks like Mashkim Shezavu. Is Zayim Modal Rabbonin? Maybe here if you do be Machmir and say you can't eat this egg on Yom Tov because you have these two Gezeres? Is Sricha? No. Kamashma? No. I have these two Gezeres that the egg is born on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos. But here, about the Monashach, one of the 2 days is Chayil, that's why I make it. See Rashi, Beitza shenol de biyomtiv isasur. The reason why the Rabbanan said if an egg is born on yomtiv, you can't eat it, is bechlal gzeiras perish on asharim. It's bechlal the same gzeira that you're not allowed to eat an apple that fell off the tree on yomtiv. Shegozer aleim shemayalav yitlish. The Rabbanan made gzeira, even though the apples fell off by itself. If you're going to start to eat the apples, we're afraid you'll go and pick off more apples. V'yeh shayisrim bechlal mashkim shezavu. This is also the Gemara in Beitza talks about this. And some say an egg is bechlal the gzeira of mashkim shezovim, min ha'anovim. If you have grapes, and by itself the juice starts to come out, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Shabbos. Because we're afraid if you start to drink the juice, maybe you come atchil to squeeze out the grapes. Shegozer aleim mishum shema yischeit. V'ach pluk te b'shmati k'mais te beitza. It's machlok yisim beitza. Even though really an egg is not doing with the squeezing out, you can't really squeeze out the egg. The Gemara says it's like a loy plug. It's bechlal that gzeira, since it looks like it. The vort is you have juice, it's inside the grape. You have to squeeze it out to get it out. An egg is also, an egg is like inside the chicken. Now when it comes out, it's like you squeeze it out. So even though Avadim Metchil, they wouldn't make the Gzeira on this, but once they made the Gzeira not to drink the juice that came out of the grapes, this is also Nichlal in that Gzeira. So I would think that since it's a Chomedik Yisra, not eat an egg that was born on Shabbos, so on these 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, maybe it should also be Yasser. Kamashma, no. Therefore, he holds that since 1 day is Vadei Chol, only 1 day is Kodesh, so Mamonashach, on the second day, you'll eat the egg. If the egg was born the first day, you'll eat the second day. Because Mamonashach, if the first day was Chol, Pshitit Smuta. On its side, the first day was Kodesh, but the second day is Chol, you'll eat it the next day. That's a Yudishita. But Alocha, we hold, not like that, we hold Alocha, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long day. Right, Tanya. Ketzad Amar Rav Yehuda Masna Adam Ala Kokola V'Yom Tov Rishon V'Oichlo B'Sheni. How did Rav Yehuda's matter that you have this basket of apples that you didn't take off Truma yet? So on the first day Yom Tov, you take off Truma and you'll have to eat it on the second day. How do you do it? Hoyu Lefonav Shtei Kokola Shotevel. He had two baskets in front of him full of pears of tevel that were not, that's also to eat. He didn't take off Truma Samaises yet. His Omri says, Im ha'yoyim choyel, if today is choyel, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, has yoyim lamed of Elul. If today is choyel, ulamocha kodesh, and first tomorrow, Bezdin is going to make Rosh Chodesh, is going to make Rosh Hashanah, is tehezu truma azu. I want right now today, and be mafir truma. Today is choyel, it's muta to be mafir truma, and be mafir truma today. V'yim ha'yoyim kodesh, but let's say, no, today is called kodesh today. Bezdin was mekadesh the 30th day of Elul. Today is Rosh Hashanah, Abuzay Lamacha Choyal, then tomorrow for sure is only Choyal, it's only the second day of Tishrei, and Bidvorai Klum. Or Bezoi, then I'm not saying anything. Because since today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to be Mafish Truma on Rosh Hashanah. The Koyro Lashem, and he says his Korei Harezu Truma, he's on a Sufik, or Menich, and he leaves it. Ulamacha, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Huayna, Im Hayoim Choyal, if today is Choyal, Tehezu Truma Zu. I'm making a new Ma'aseh for Rosh. Today, this should become Truma. V'yim Hayoyim Kodesh, lo yitzu, today is Rosh Hashanah, though. Abazoy, ein devorai klum. Then, I don't want anything to be chal right now, because it's Osir. Right of a Korei Hashem. And he says, Harezu Truma. On the tzad that today is Chol, so he wants the Truma to be chal today, he says again, Harez that Truma. Korei Hashem v'yoichla. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Yosi, no, it's Osir. Like we had before, Rabbi Yisrael's Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long Kedusha, so both days have the Yisra, you can't be mafresh Truma Samaisis on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yosi Oiser v'shnei yomim tovim shogolis. This is the Chiddush already. Not only on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but who are there on every 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov in Golias, Rabbi Yosef is also machmir. He also held the 2 days of Yom Tov Shogolius is also like 2 days like a vaday, and he can't use this suffix to say because 1 day is a chil to be mafir shruma. That's Rabbi Yosef's a chumra. Trashi. Yedukar lo shein, aloysa shal truma v'yechel lo chavertim. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yosef Yosef b'shneim tov v'shogolius. Kogoyin beiz yom shal Pesach. V'yatzeres on shvuas v'sukis. Shatir Ramu Yemechot Shabosan, that Midrash is only 1 day Yom Tov. Uva Goyla, in Chutz Loretz, Oisin, Shnei Yomim. We make 2 days. Mevne Shirachoykim Ibezdin, because we're far away from Bezdin. Vien Yodim, Im Hukfa, Tishrei, Venisim, Vien Shloshim, Oy Vien Laman Aleph. We don't know what day was Rosh Chodesh. Viafa Gavdim Ishum Sofik. Vichad Venei Choyol, even though really it's only Sof, because one of them is Choyol, Hafilo Hochi, Machmur Rab Yosi. Still Rab Yosi is more Machmur. V'anat Rosh Hashanah lekarulu shogolius. V'vnei shaf b'Yerushalayim pomim hoyunasim beiz yomim. Because even in Yerushalayim, sometimes you had Rosh Hashanah to be 2 days. Ugagoyin, the case was shebo edim in a mincha l'mala. About even b'zman they had a bezin agodom. But if the edim came after mincha on yom lamid, bezin said today takas tu b'nei kodesh and tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Mohammed Gadin. But Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush is even on a regular Yom Tov Sheni. Shogolius, which is the Churutar's Vadai, one is a Suffolk, still he was Machmer. Still Machmer, since Lamaisa were knowing both days to be Kodesh, he has to be knowing the Yisur Yom Tov on both days. So the Imara Amaisa, Hu Ba Tavya, there was a hunter. The also Levei Resh Kalusa, he came to Resh Kalusa, the Yitzisid be Yom Tov Rishon, Shogolius. He brought them, he's a Goy, that went hunting on the first day, Yom Tov, and he caught an animal. The Yitzhak B'Yom Tov Yishogolis. The Yishkotah B'Yom Tov Sheni. And the mice was, they shechted it on the second day. This guy hunted a deer on the first day of Yom Tov, and he gave it over to Resh Kalusa, and the second day they made a shechiter on it. Shrashi Batavia means Tzvi. They captured a deer. The Yitzhak B'Yom Tov Yishogolis, Vayaday Nochrim. I thought it was a guy. But the Maisa to capture on Yom Tov, that's a Malach, that's awesome. So Machlokes the Gemara in Beitza, if it's awesome with the Raisa, with the Rabbonin. But Kol Posim say there is also on Yom Tov. So who did it? A guy captured it on the first day Yom Tov. And they brought it in front of Resh Kalusa, and they shechted it the second day Yom Tov. So the kids said they went down to eat it on the second day Yom Tov. The Maisa was Rav Nachman, Rav Chizdochlo. Rav Nachman and Chizdochlo both held it was Mutter. About the Yom Tov Shogolis, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. So there they were mekel, and said the second day you're allowed to eat this meat from a monoshoch, 1 day was chayil. Is Rav Nachman Rav Chizda ochlo? Rav Sheshes lo yochol. Rav Sheshes was a machmir, no, Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. Strashi, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda ochlo from a monoshoch. A monoshoch is mutter. Yes, machil, if yesterday was chayil, of a zehere mutter, em shito. So goy captured the animal on chayil, of other week is shechta today. The esmoil kodesh, elamai no, yesterday was yomtiv. And the guy did the malachar on Yom Tov, and it's also to have an offer on malachar on Yom Tov. But today, the second day, is vade chayil. V'rehem teninu v'chtesh yasu. And we waited. We didn't shecht it right away, moitzor Yom Tov Rishon. We waited till the next day. So since we waited enough time, that's not considered by having an offer from leches Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's mutter to shecht it. That's their shita. V'rehsheshes lo yochaz at Rashi, v'shem de kasova kadush achasi. He Silukur holds like Rabbi Yosi that even the 2 days of Golias, the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, is also considered like a Vaday Kedusha. And they both have the Kedusha's Yom Tov. So therefore, if a guy did a Melacha to you on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have enough from it on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. To Chol, to Maitzor Yom Tov Sheni. Then, if you wait, B'chdeisha Yasu, you wait enough time that you could go and capture the animal, so it's not considered you had any enough from the guy, then it's Mutter to Shech the animal. That's Rav Sheshes Shita. So the Mora, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a tiny to Rav Sheshes. My Yevad led Rav Sheshes lo yochol biskro the Tavia. What's wrong with Rav Sheshes? Like, how come you're not eating this good meat? Is Omer led Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes answered back to him, V'yechol echol, how could I eat this meat? The Tani Isi, we learned over Isi learned. V'yam we lo Isi Tani. And some say, no, Isi learned like this. V'chein hoi Rav Yosi oiser, v'shnei yom tovim shogolius. That Rabbi Yosi before we just had Asis, even on the 2 days Yom Tov of Golius, he's also Machmer to say it's called like one Kedusha. They both have within Kedusha to it. So how could you be Mekel to say because Monashach 1 day is Chol? Rabbi Yosi held not like that. So Rosh Hashanah was Machmer like Rabbi Yosi Shita.
Rashi lo yochal. The Tony Isi benichusa. V'yamrla Isi Tony b'loshen teim kolema Isi Tony v'yavano echol. Say since Isi learns like this, I should be mechot eat. So that's why Rosh Hashanah held like he did. So the Maror Amar Rova, oh my kusha, like still the Shven Rosh Hashanah. Always so Shven to Rosh Hashanah. Dil mochikoma. This is what Isi meant to say. V'chein hayer Rabbi Yosi oiser v'shnayim tav m'shir Rosh Hashanah begoylo. Maybe Isi was just saying over that Rabbi Yosi is machmir the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Goyla. Not a Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, but maybe he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's when he was machmir. But maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius of Adar is mutter. Fred Gemari Hochi Shagolius. Why do you say a loshin of Yom Tov Shagolius? The Goyla mi boyle. Shouldn't you say loshin Golius? Golius is machmir out of Eretz Yisrael Gamri. The Goyla just means out of Yerushalayim. So why do you say a lashon of Golus for, which is mashma chutz laretz? He just, if he meant 2 days Rosh Hashanah, he should have said begoyla. So Drashi my kushya, dil mahach seifa namia Rosh Hashanah koi. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi was machmir. He was only machmir Rosh Hashanah. Vachi komar v'cheinoy Rabbi Yosi oisev Rosh Hashanah begoyla. That call Rosh Hashanim koise shoyu oisev Yerushalayim kishaboyim waidim in a mincha l'malah. So we wouldn't know this man is there. That maybe they're machmir in Eretz Yisrael, that every single year, even in the case where the Eidim come earlier, they're still machmir to make it 2 days Rosh Hashanah, up to a case that the Eidim will come min amincha l'malah, and that's mikra, then you have to have 2 days. So maybe Rabbi Yosi is only machmir in Rosh Hashanah. But on the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, maybe there is mikra. The Torah says, no, why did they say Loshen Shagolius? So Drashi mashma bahani, sheinasim shnai melo begoylo. Mashma Yom Tov, that's only negei in Golus. Not in Eretz Yisrael. He should have said Begoyla, which is Mashmi, but in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rosh Hashanah was Machmir, because he learned that Rabbi Yosi meant to Aser even Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis. Weiter. So the Mara, Omer Rav Asi, Omai Kusha. No, it's too Shven Rosh Hashanah. Why were you Machmir so much? Dil Mochi Koma. Maybe this is what Rabbi Yosi meant to say in the name of Rabbi Yosi. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yosi Oiser. Isar shnei yomim tovim shagolius ki shnei yomim tovim shavash Hashanah lirabon and dishari. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi said, that the 2 days of Yom Tov Shagolius is lechumra. He didn't mean to be machmir. He meant to say they have the same halacha like Yom Tov shavash Hashanah ali with the rabbanon dishari. Just like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chomim, Amekon say, Rosh Hashanah sitted 2 days, Rabbi Yosi was saying, even though I argue on your Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah I hold is called like one Kedusha, but Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, they're Amekon. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi meant to say. So it's still a kasha to Rosh Hashanah. Who said that Rabbi Yosi was Machmir so much? Maybe Rabbi Yosi wasn't Machmir on the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. So maybe Rabbi Nachman was right, and they had a right to eat it. And Allah is talking like Rabbi Nachman, that it was mutter to eat it. And the Morris says, Vaita Maisam, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes le Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes now met up with Rabba Bar Shmuel. Omele, he asked him, Tony Ma Midi Bikdushis, do you know anything clear about the halachis of 2 days, the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? The second day in Golius, what kind of din does it have? Rav Sheshes wanted to know, was he right or not? Rav Sheshes Ad Khan now was Machmor on himself and held that he heard over a Rav Yosi Shita that says it's also Osram, both days have a din Kedusha on it. And the writer, the other Chum, dinzach on him and said, no, even Rabbi Yosi never meant to say that. Rabbi Yosi only meant to say that the 2 days, Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, is like the Rabbanan Shita of Rosh Hashanah. So the kids, so they're arguing on Rosh Hashanah. They held, no, it's Mutter. And Rosh Hashanah held, it was Asa. So he asked him, what's the locha? Tani ma midim dush, did you learn anything? Can you help me out? Omalei answered back, Tanina, we learned like this. Moide Rabbi Yosi, Vishnayim Tov Shagolius. We learned claw. That Rabbi Yosi is moida, that on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, that it's not called the Vadi Kedusha. He's moida to Chachomim, that what, like, about one of them is Vadai Choyl, you can make these Tanoim. Chvesa Beitza that was born on the first day is Mutter on the second day. Here, the animal that was captured on the first day, you're allowed to shecht it on the second day. Hitaka learned the way Rav Nachman learned. That's Taka Mutter. Is Omalei, Sir Hashesh is told Rabbi Shmuel, he mishkachas lehu, leitayim lehu. If you go back and meet up with Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, don't tell them over this halacha. Like, not to embarrass me too much. As before, when Rav Sheshes was with them, he was arguing, saying, I'm machmir, because that's Rav Yosi Shita. And they were saying no. And now Rav Sheshes came out and said clearly that he was wrong. So like, not to be embarrassed, he asked them, please, when you go back there, don't tell them what you're telling me now. Because I see clearly I'm wrong. So that he was makabel with Rav Sheshes. He was chayzen at Rav Sheshes. But he didn't want to be embarrassed. Trash will tame lo lahi milsa the mechafile al the law or ochman achatimine. So the kids what comes out from our Gemara now here, Rashi in the Sanhedrin, Rashi has a psak. Rashi gives a ganz a psak here to say, for now, Gemara here is mash meklor, that when you have 2 days of Yom Tov Shenish Agolis, if you have 2 days, so you have an animal that was captured by a goy on the first day, the second day you're allowed to eat it. Because we hold klor that Rabbi Yossi is moida, 2 days of Golis, the second day is like a vade chol, one of them is vade chol. So something they didn't locha the first day, the second day is mutter. That's the way it should come out, and that's the way Rashi paskins alocha. And the Mechaber also paskins like this. But Ramor brings down no yesh machmirim, that you should be machmir. In the case that the goy did for us a malocha diraisa, in this case where a goy captured an animal on the first day Yom Tov, which is this diraisa, and he gave it over to the Eden, the Ramor says even the second day on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, you should not shecht, you should not have anor from it, even the second day. And what says, like Taisus brings down, Taisus also brings down a bahag. Taisus says in the second line of the big lines, O bahag meforish, the tzorach lahamtin ad moitzoy yomtiv shosheni. You have to wait even to the end of the second day yomtiv. Vechtei sheyasu. You can't have hanor from this animal that the guy captured for us until after the second day yomtiv. Vetam, what's the reason why is he machmir? Vetam kadei sheyasu, because he learns what's the svar alamol when a guy does a mloch for you on Shabbos or yomtiv. You can't have hanor from it on Shabbos or yomtiv. You have to wait till after Shabbos. How long after? Enough time that you could do it after Shabbos. Like if a guy heated up the bath for you on Shabbos, you can't use the hot water on Shabbos until there'll be enough time for you to heat up the water right then. What's the reason why we're about a machmir v'chdei sheyasu? As yesh tefarish mishum shema yoyma yisrael anochri lasas biyomtev. The gzeir is, if you're going to have anor for the melacha the guy did to you, we're afraid you're going to tell the guy, go do it for you. Since it's geshmak, the guy did a melacha for you, you enjoy it, we're afraid you're going to tell him to do it for you. So, according to Bahag Shita, here, when the guy captured the animal the first day, if you're going to go and eat it the second day, you're going to have anor the second day, there's the same gzeirim. Since it's geshmak, you're having good meat the second day, because the guy caught it from you, we're afraid you're going to go tell the guy right now, go capture for me more behemoths. And that's Vada Yassim. The second day, nogeyas to the second day itself, you have to be Noi Kodesh. You have to be knowing today is Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov, you can't tell a guy it's time to do a melacha for you. So that's the Bahag Svara. Why did they always ask the Bechdei Sheyasum? Because we're afraid anytime you're going to have a nor, maybe right now you go and tell the guy to do it. So then it doesn't help you, our Gemara Svara, to say, since one day is Choyl, the male is muta the second day to have a nor from it. Because if you have a nor the second day, we're afraid maybe you can tell the guy to do it. That's the Bahag Shita, he's Machmir. But it doesn't pass like our Gemara's. Other Gemara's, that on 2 days, Shagolius, it's also to have Anor the second day. And where it's a Shal, and this year the Reis, the Ramos says, we're Machmir, like the Bahag Shita. We'll soon see, but Shal, but some come, Chus L'Tchum, that's only with the Rabbanon, there we'll make them. Yavaita, so the Gemara, Omer Ravashi, L'didi Omer Li Amemer. The Amemer told me the Meister was like this. Hahu Ba'atavya. There was a certain a hunter. Hu ba'atavya lav esudi itzoy. That we had the maisi before, that the hunter came and brought an animal. It wasn't the maisi brought an animal that he captured. It wasn't the shail of tzeda, that the guy did a malacha diraisa for the Yisrael. That wasn't the maisa. El, the maisa was like this. Elo mechutz letchum osa. The case was the guy came on the first day Yom Tov and brought them something chutz letchum. Whatever it was an animal or it was peiris. He brought them chutz letchum, ele mechutz letchum osa. So trashi ele mechutz letchum osa boy bayoyim. The same day, that day they ate it. That was the maisa. The guy came the first day Yom Tov and he brought something chutz letchum. And Rav Nachman sat down. Rav Nachman and Chizda ate the peiris the guy brought. Man the yocho, the one that ate the peiris. Why did he bring it? The guy did a melacha for us on Yom Tov. He brought something chutz letchum. It should be yosser. Kesover they hold. Sover they hold. Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutl Yisrael acher. That's the case of a guy brings something chutz letchum. So for the person that the guy brought it for, he brought something for Reuven. So Reuven is also to have a nor from a tray and yontif, but somebody else is mutter. That was the mice here. They brought the peiris not for Rav Nachman and for Chizda. They brought the guy brought the peiris for a sheshes for Eshklusa. So since it wasn't bought for Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, I'm allowed to eat it.
even though it came chutz l'tchum, it's only an issim of the rabbanon. You brought something chutz l'tchum, so that there the gzera was, it's only yosef for the person it was bought for, and not for the other person. Oman de lo yochel, what was Rosh Hashanah's asfar? Why was he machmir? Savor, he also held from this din, and that's the din in the Gemara in Beitzah. That something bring chutz l'tchum, if it wasn't brought for you, you're allowed to have anor. So why was Rosh Hashanah's machmir? For he held. Called the also of Eirish Kalusa Adaita the Kula Rabbanosi. That the guy bought these Paris for Resh Kalusa, there's no special person Resh Kalusa. He's like the president. So you bring something to the president, it's for all the people around him. Like Resh Kalusa, he was like the rush of Klal Yisrael at that time. So you bring a present to the Resh Kalusa, you don't only mean him, you mean to give to all the Rabbanim that are around him. So it's considered as if the present was brought Beferish for Rosh Hashanah, for Rav Nachman. That's why Rosh Hashanah held it was also. But then Nechnami, it wasn't the Shalot Tzeda. The Maisa was the Maisa of the Goy brought something chutz l'tchum. And that's the Halacha. That's only also for the person that's brought for, and not for the people. So the Marabu, I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, I said, the Markashan Amemo. I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Bashmuel, the Yomalei. I think more about Anamaisia that Rosh Hashanah met up with Rabbi Bashmuel and he asked him the Halacha and he answered him back that Rabbi Yossi was Maida. So how could you say the Maisa was about bringing Chutz L'Tchum? Here says Claude that Shaila was if he captured for you the first day, can you eat it the second day? So Teretz was Lahoy Dvaram Yerlam and Echnami. This Maisa never existed. That's what the Gemara brings down. It's according to Mareima, according to Ameima, this first Maisa never happened. And Rosh Hashanah never met, that wasn't the Shaila. He didn't ask that question because that wasn't the Metzias. The case that happened, there was a new case that something came chutz l'tchum, and that was the machlokes. Are we allowed to eat it or not? Is exceeded coming for everybody? That was Rosh Hashanah svara, and Rav Nachman svara. No, it only came for Resh Galusa. He's also everybody else is mutter. So the Gemara, Hahu lifta. There was a case of a turnip. The also lemechuzah that the goyim brought turnips to mechuzah on Yom Tov. Is Nofak Rava went out, Chazia the Kamisha. He saw that the turnip wasn't so fresh. It was a little bit stale. In other words, it was picked off a few days ago. Is Shari Rava Lemizva Minei. Rava said, we'll add a buy from him. You could take it now. It was Eichel. You could take it now. It's only paid after Yom Tov. But we'll add to eat these pears right now. Even though the Goyim brought it now on Yom Tov. But he said it was Zicha picked off before Yom Tov. So it's not an issa that parents that are picked off on Yom Tov, you can't eat them. It was picked off before Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. Omar Ravade miyesmo nekro. It was zecha picked off from before Yom Tov. That's why it's mutter. Is my yarmut. What do you want to ask? What's the tzatah? Michutz t'chumosya, because I call upon them goyim. They came into the city now on Yom Tov, but they were traveling from faraway places. That mesama, they came from chutz t'chum. So there should be an issa if a guy brings something for you on Shabbos on Yom Tov, chutz l'tchum, he can't have a no from it. But a lock is like this: Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutar lechol Yisrael acher. It's only also for the Yisrael that the guy brought it for, the favorish for that person. If he brought it for one person, other people could use it. The chol shchein hay navad in this case here, the adayt in the nachrim also. Mistoma, this guy when he came to sell his turnips, he came to sell to goyim. He b'chal didn't bring it for the Yisraelim. Therefore, the Yisraelim are allowed to eat these turnips on Yom Tov. There's no risk that came chutz l'tchum. Because it didn't, the goy did not bring it for the purpose of the Israel, and he brought it for the purpose of the other goyim. It was picked off on Shabbos. No, it was clear, was a stale turnip ready. It wasn't fresh. It was picked off yesterday. But the mice was kiv on the chosa to come afshi. But then Rava saw the goyim kept on bringing more and more turnips. O maisilu osilhu. Then he asked it. Then he saw it wasn't the pshat the goyim stam brought one batch to their friend's home of turnips. That these goyim were merchants. And they came to sell the turnips. And who are they selling it to? To the whole city. So whoever wants to buy it now is considered as if the guy brought these turnips to this Yisrael Beferish. So if he's bringing it to you, that's the loch. If a guy brings something, chutz l'tchum, for you, he can't have enough from a don Yom Tov. So once he saw that the people are bringing tons, hastens of turnips, then he said it was awesome. Shrashi to come afshi, nochrim v'yaisi, omahani vada that to the Yisrael mafshi, v'yaisi v'yoslu. Hey, why are they bringing so much here? Because they want to sell as much as possible to everybody here. So they're bringing it for favorish, l'shem, the Yisraelim. Then it's also to have a no from it. There's one more memorial. Hanu b'nei gannoi. They were gardeners. There are two people taking care of gardens. The gozul hu asa b'yomtif. That they cut off an asa, like a hadassim, something that smells good, they cut it off on Yantav, Yantav Sheni. They cut it off on Yantav Sheni. Is Lu'urta at night time, Sharulu Ravina La'ruchi Bey, Li'alter. Right after Moitzoy Yantav, he was mad to them to smell it. They cut it off on Yantav. So about the Malacha was done on Yantav, and now I have a no from it on Yantav. When did he have a no from it? Moitzoy Yantav. So right after Yantav, he was mad to them to smell it right away. Omer Le'rova, Rabbi has to cash, Omer Le'rova Batachlifa, the Ravina. He asked the Makasha, Lissa Salahu Mar, Bivnei Shane Bnei Torah. He asked them, no, since these people are not Bnei Torah, we should be machma for them, they should not allow to be smell it, they can't use it, have enough from it, even Mitzvah Yomtev. That's what he asked. Why are you saying it's mutter to them? They're not Bnei Torah, that means if you tell them it's mutter right after Yomtev, they'll have enough from it even on Yomtev also. Maskalor Shemaya, the Shemaya asked a better Kasha. Time of the Ein Bnei Torah. What are you saying? You should ask them because they're not Bnei Torah, they'll be making much more. Oh, Bnei Torah, this will be a regular good place in Bnei Torah. Shari, you'd also be masking, you're allowed to smell it. Right after Yom Tov, I the Kashris, Vorbina, Mechneshi Yasum. Anytime a guy does a melacha for us on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we can't have enough from it even after Shabbos, only Mechneshi Yasum. You have to wait enough time after Shabbos that we could cut it down, cut down these adasim, and then smell it. That's considered we don't have enough from the melacha. So how could you be mad to smell it right after Shabbos? Is Oslo Shalom the Rabbah? They went to ask Rabbah the Shalom, what's the Lochum? Or Malu, Bina Mechleshi Yasu. That's Taka the Lochum. The Lochum is any time a Malacha was done on Shabbos or on Yontif, you can't have a nor even Moitsoi Shabbos or Moitsoi Yontif, Mechleshi Yasu. You have to wait until there's enough time that you could do it then. Rashi, the Fei Shalom, the Torah, the Yasu Zazul, the Yontif Shani. If you'll be naked to them to smell it on Moitsoi Yontif, they'll go and smell it on Yontif also. So that was his tiny, and the Taz Kasha was a bigger Kasha. And that's Taka Alocha. You're supposed to wait, Bichdin and Bichdeshi Yasu. You have to wait till Moitsoi Yomtiv to have enough from it, enough time that you could do the Malacha at that time.